531.
Dave Leotele is a living and breathing proof that obesity can be overcome and is an inspiration to thousands of Kiwis. Once weighing at 210 kilograms, Leotele now weighs less than half of that. He achieved his transformation purely through hard work and dedication to his goal of turning his life around. He now works tirelessly to motivate others dealing with the challenges of obesity. His private Facebook group has over 13,000 members, many of whom have achieved life-changing levels of weight loss and improved cardiovascular fitness. Dave is currently working with public health and social service providers across Auckland to deliver his highly effective BBM programs to improve health outcomes for obese people. It is our pleasure and honor to have Dave join us on the line this morning. Ta alofa lava, Dave, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us.
Thank you also. It's great to be here and talk with you.
Well, the pleasure is all ours. Tell us, Dave, your inspirational story. Where did you grow up? What sort of environment did you grow up in? And against all the odds, how have you managed to achieve what you've achieved?
Yeah, you know, my life's been a roller coaster, brother. It's I grew up in Mangere. My father was the president of a gang called the Mongol Mob. You know, he's in jail for most of my early part of my life. But you know, I never used it as an excuse. I sort of used it as motivation to never want to go down that road. You know, I studied really hard, played league all around the world, but you know, my life come unstuck. And At a couple of times, you know, I've attempted to take my life when my dad went into jail the second time when I was 20 years old. And it was really the first time I sort of turned my life around was at that point. I remember when he went in, I quit my job and ended up living in a tinny house. And that's when, you know, I grabbed the knife out of the kitchen drawer and put it through my chest. And it was when I was sitting on the doorstep after getting out of hospital, sitting on the doorstep of that tinny house in Mangere, thinking, geez, surely, you know, I've had the thought where a lot of our people would have had, surely this is, well, I'm meant for more than this. Surely, God, you know, I'm meant for more. And I got up, and from that very doorstep, ended up playing league in Australia and ended up owning businesses in Australia and done really well, only to lose it all again and moving back here in 2014. 210 kilos in really bad shape physically, but worse shape mentally. I've lost my businesses. I came back here without my family and had to work my butt off to get everything back. And you know, 2014, I was sleeping on a single mattress I couldn't fit on, staring at the roof thinking, surely this can't be it. I had that moment again, surely that can't be it. But you know, I didn't feel sorry for myself. I got off that single bed and went for a walk, and that's where my journey started to losing 100 kilos. Was just that simple. Went for a walk, stopped drinking fizzy drinks. There was no secret to it. You know, that's all it was. And you know, from there we've managed to turn it around. And I think also it's a lot easier for people to take advice from someone who's been down and out themselves and has walked in the shoes that other people are walking in. It's a lot easier to take advice from that person. And I think that's where our success is. It's not just myself, but our other team leaders. You know, it's not just weight. We've got, you know, people who are no longer type 2 diabetic, all these people that have turned their lives around. A lot easier for other members to look at these guys and girls and think, man, I can do it too. If they can, I can. And that's what our group is now. You know, it's not just an exercise group. You know, at the moment we're running food banks, a food bank at our headquarters. And although it's an amazing thing to do, it's also very sad, you know. But that's our group. What started as a really tough part of my life, and I've turned failure around into something that's really positive for our people.
Amazing, amazing story. When you came back from Australia, 2014, business had fallen over. You were at your sister's on a single couch. It the fact that you were carrying so much weight must have just become a downward spiral. Because you had so much weight, you didn't want to look in the mirror because you were not happy with yourself, and therefore you ate, and it just became a vicious circle. Would that be true?
That's a cycle, bro. You know, it happens. You know, it's getting that size. I mean, you just stop. You stop looking in the mirror. You start buying bigger clothes, you know, and it's you feel so bad, and you feel crap about yourself, and you know, and so you eat to make you feel better, you know. Just and the thing is, the cycle is you eat to make you feel better, but as soon as you finish that last bite, you feel bad again. So you're feeling guilty, so you eat more, you know, and then you sleep. So you're just not doing anything, and you know, I was very lucky that I managed to pull it back at 210 kilos, because when you're at that size, it doesn't take you much, you know, of not exercising, not moving, and eating rubbish, and then you're at 300 kilos, then you're at 330, 340, you know, and then you can't move, you know. So I was lucky to pull it back.
It literally is a vicious cycle, and those of us who don't know that don't really appreciate that. But because you've been there, when you go and speak with the others, and while most of these gyms, most of these personal trainers focus on people who are sort of like already able to move, you have chosen to work with people who are beyond the 210 kilogram mark, and that is really brave, because it's not easy work, but you choose to jump into that space. Where does that drive to stay in that space when you could easily go and work with people who are easier to work with? Why that space, Dave?
It's our people, bro. You know, our people. You know, almost 70% of Pacific Island adults are obese. You know, 30% of our children. But when you walk around any poor area, South Auckland, some parts of West, it's worse than that. You know, so it's purely to want to help our people out of this. We're plagued by obesity. So it's, you know, for me, it's not about working in exercise. What I'm doing is working with mindset, trying to change our people's mindset around eating, around who we're hanging around with, around exercise. You know, that's what I do. I don't consider myself a personal trainer. I'm trying to coach people to live a healthier lifestyle. You know, that's all I do. And it's just, when I see the state that our people are in with our health, I just want to change it, you know. And it starts from, you know, I've got to lead by example. So that's what we do in our group. We lead by example, and trying to ensure also that our leaders are held accountable to also lead by example. You know, you can't preach health if you're not healthy.
Now, the downward spiral, it can stop. And once you, because succeed breeds succeed. And once you start losing, and then you start feeling better about yourself, then you start looking in the mirror, and that spiral can easily turn around and come back up. Do you think, Dave?
100%. You know, the first thing, it's really, really basic four tips that I give to everyone. And the first thing is just stop thinking about it. We always think, bro, you know, we always think, I'm going to start tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. The first thing is just stop thinking and start. A start can be walking to the letterbox tomorrow, walk to your neighbor's letterbox, you know, that's a start. Starting can be cutting back on fizzy drinks. That's a start. You know, the next thing is just staying consistent with it, you know, bit by bit by bit. If you fall off, start again, jump back on the wagon. Don't let the wagon get too far away. Third thing is surrounding yourself with good people on that same journey as you. Don't surround yourself with people that are always going to pull you down. And the last thing is no excuses. You know, we go KFC in the rain, so you can train in the rain as well. You know? So those are the basic four tips that I teach to everyone.
It sometimes seems like our body wants us to go down this really dark path, Dave. And I know for myself that once I start eating a lot, it just seems easier to eat so much more.
Yeah.
And if I don't stop myself, the body's saying, Ete, where is the sugar? Ete, where is the fat? It just seems to be in my system. And it takes a lot of discipline to tell myself, my own body, stop telling me this. I don't need this. And the other thing is that the body seems to fight back back when you want to lose weight. The body seems to sense that you are losing weight, and therefore it says, eat more, eat more, eat more.
Yeah, 100% right. Look, there's a whole bunch of science around that, you know, but for me, I just keep it very simple. It's all around our mindset. And for me, it was, you have to have a very strong why, you know, and a purpose. It sounds airy-fairy, but look, it really does work. For me, my why when I moved back was my children. I wanted my children back, you know, which I do now. So I always, when I wanted to give up, I thought of my children. I thought of having them back. I thought about having, being a better example for them. So whenever I'm talking to people, if you have a strong why and a purpose, it'll always keep you going. It won't always stop you from going to a drive-thru, because no one's perfect. We have to realize that, but it should always get you back on the wagon. So always think about, it's just about doing the best you can most of the time. If you have a strong why, you can get through anything. You know, it's really that simple. So to figure out, some people don't know what their why is, and it doesn't have to be your children, because everyone's different. But you just write down a few meaningful things to you. What some really deep, meaningful things, and try and choose one from that, and it should be hard to do. And write that one thing everywhere. Put it in your car, on your fridge, in your cupboard, in your room, everywhere you can see, you can visualize. So when you feel sorry for yourself and you feel like giving up, look at it and visualize why you're doing this. You know, and when you boil it down into our life, you know, we got to live, be here for my children. You know, a lot of us, we put ourselves last for our families, our kids, everything else comes before us. But without us, without a healthy us, we're not here for our children and our families.
So true. I once heard someone say that we have to look after ourselves as if we are someone that we really care about. Because often, as you've just said, we give, you know, this is our culture. We give, we look after, we care for others, but we don't look after ourselves. And then the only care that we look after ourselves is to respond to that need to eat. And as you talked, I was thinking about today is Elderly Abuse Awareness Day. And for me, it's about thinking about my own self as an elderly person in 20 years' time, in 30 years' time. And if I look after myself now, it's my way of not abusing my elderly 20-year-old or 30-year-old self from now.
100%, bro. You've got to, you know, it's not selfish to look after yourself. It's actually the least selfish thing you can do, because if you're looking after yourself, you're going to be better equipped to help others. You know, so that's it's just around just changing the mindset, the way you think about it.
BBM, tell us about BBM. I have been watching your work since you started, and it has been so inspirational to watch your heart for big people and how you've, you know, literally pulled some of those people out of the depression that they're in. Tell us about BBM.
Yeah, BBM, look, it started, you know, I was a boxer fighting on Joseph Parker undercards, and I played a villain, you know, I played a bad guy. But as I was fighting, because I was on TV, I was losing weight. And so people were asking me, how are you doing this? So I started a group called BBM on Facebook. It's free, it's a private group where I could be myself and share my journey. It's sort of like a blog. And it just started with me, one member. Now it's, I think it's up around 14,000 members now. And we started boot camps purely just to help my father-in-law's friend. That's how it started. There was three of us there. Now we're having, you know, before COVID, upwards of 2,000 people a week, all free for anyone, all fitness levels. And it's basically, bro, it's like a village or a marae. You know, it's a community. It's what society's missing these days, where people can come and belong to something positive. You know, it's hard work, but that's life. Life's hard work, you know. So we try and instill the values of, you know, for our people around healthy lifestyle, you know, being with your family, intergenerational change, breaking cycles. You know, we have children, we have grandparents training all together, you know. So to break the cycle, you've got to show kids the way, you know, and by actions, not by words. And that's what we do, bro, yeah.
And it's also about making it part of our everyday, making it a habit. I remember growing up as a young person in Samoa, in the villages, just after we have church services, everybody would be out on the road just walking and talking.
Yeah.
And that just became part of what you did in the village. In New Zealand, when it gets cold in winter, it's harder for us. And those no excuses, this list starts and then the list just gets longer. And before you know it, there are so many excuses you can't even think.
You know, Mike King calls it the inner critic. You know, the inner critic and the inner voice gets louder and louder and louder in winter. So again, comes back to your why, really strong purpose, and also comes back to who you're hanging around with. You know, making sure those people are around you that they're gonna come and get you, they're gonna make sure they text you and pick you up. You know, so everything that BBM does, it works. And it should be everywhere, bro. You know, at the moment we're right in the middle of doing food banks. You know, providing free food for our people. It's another a great need that, you know, a lot of our people were struggling before COVID. You know, we've just had our heads above the water. Now a lot of our people have their heads up underwater. We're drowning. So we're doing all the wraparound services as well as boot camps. It's a busy time for us.
Speaking of food, you've identified that as an important part of losing weight, eating the right thing, eating the right amounts. And there is an app. That app is everywhere. I mean, unfortunately, we can't clone you and bring you down to Wellington. So physically, you can only do that work in Auckland. But tell us about the app, please, Dave.
Yeah, so the app, you can just go to bbm.fit. And it's basically, it's everything that I've done to help people and also to lose my weight. It's all on there. Meal plans that are tailored for you, workouts that require no equipment, heaps of motivational videos, and I think it's only $24 a month, so less than a dollar a day. If you're listening, use the coupon BBM20 and you'll get 20% off that. It's just a great way, and it also, look, we're not government funded, so everything we do is free, and this is a way that we support our co-popper.
You talk about your why, your children. I also see that you got married. Tell us about those whys. Behind every great man, there is a great woman. Tell us about your wife and your children, why you do this.
Yeah, you know, I always get emotional. Look, my children and my wife are my why, as well as my people. It's what I want to mention that is, for a lot of us, our why is our children, and we get up, we work hard for everything. For me, you know, for a lot of us, we just got to ensure that as much as our children are our why and we're doing everything for them, it can also take us away because we're working so hard. For me, it's my trying to keep the balance where I spend time with my children and my wife because, you know, for a lot of us, we're out all the time. They're everything to me. They're the reason why I get up and they're the reason why I'm out late, trying to work hard for our people. You know, I didn't have my children for a couple of years and I did everything I could to get them back and I have them back now. My wife, when she met me, I was still early in my journey. I was very depressed. You know, I'd cry a lot, you know, so, because I couldn't believe how I managed to screw things up so much. So she really pulled me out of the depression that I was in and she keeps me on an even keel, you know, so it's easy to get carried away sometimes and you get very angry and upset with the system, and she manages to pull me back down and calm me down and remind me as to why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I'm very blessed, you know, God's plan.
And let's go way, 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 way back. Dad, he was leader of the Munger mob. How does he see you now?
It was a tough time growing up with, you know, most of the time I was living with my Samoan grandparents in Australia because he was in prison. But I think, you know, to be honest, we don't speak too much as to what I'm doing now. I know he's very proud of me. When I lost everything, I know he was very worried about what I was up to. But we work quite closely together now. He runs a charity that my sister started called Grace Foundation, looking after lost men and women and operating Women's Refuge. So we work very closely together. And it's an amazing thing to see where we both come from, you know, to, again, with him, it's easier for you know, ex-inmates and ex-gangsters to listen to him because he's been through it as well. So we're both, you know, we're serving the community, doing God's work, and it's an amazing blessing. I know he's very proud of what I'm doing now, that's for sure. You know, I'm not in prison and I'm not dead, so it's a blessing.
And hasn't it come to full circle, you having your own children, your own boys, makes you appreciate how much your dad really does love you?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, it's all lessons, eh, bro, you know, with what we've been through, and also, you know, with my dad now, he's able to, you know, be with my sons and be with my sister's kids, and just, it's second chances, you know. For me, you know, I got my second chance with my children, and making the most of it, and being an example and learning from the lessons that, you know, with what we've all gone through.
Well, it's not where you start, Dave, and you of all people should know that. It's not where you start, it's where you finish.
100%, 100%. You know, it's been a roller coaster, but, you know, it's amazing that I'm able to give back in this way and help our people. That's all it's about for me, just serving our people and helping to show them that there is a better way, you know, and it's through a healthy lifestyle.
For people who don't know where you are and what you do, how can they get more information about BBM, please, Dave?
So just search our group on Facebook, BBM Motivation, also our website, thebbmprogram.com, and everything's there. And just come along, everything's free, everyone's welcome, so you'll love it. Once you get there, you'll understand.
Dave, for the work that you continue to do, we acknowledge, we thank, and we love you very much.
Thank you very much. There's hope, people. There is hope for everyone. You've just got to take that first step and start.
The inspirational and transformational Dave Letele of BBM.